With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Secret Service announced early this morning that an armed man was shot and killed after entering the security perimeter of Mar-a-Lago. President Trump was not there. He was not at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida. He is here in Washington at the White House, and he is fine. The name of the person who was shot was not immediately released. He is said to be, though, a man in his early 20s from North Carolina. He was carrying a shotgun and a can of fuel. Emergency officials in New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities along the East Coast rushing to prepare for an intense winter storm. It's more intense than the National Weather Service thought it would be a couple of days ago. They think up to 2 feet could fall. A former Obama advisor issues a vow if Democrats take back power.
Susan Rice warned that a future Democratic administration will seek to hold accountable corporations, institutions, and elites who supported Donald Trump. Rice emphasized that there will be, in her words, no forgive and forget approach. She's signaling subpoenas and an accountability agenda targeting perceived allies of Donald Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
The SAVE Act, which has passed the House, is now awaiting a vote in the Senate. It's a bill that aims to prevent non-citizens from registering to vote. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports that senators will have recent statistics to consider when they take it up.
A poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that a majority of likely voters are concerned about non-citizens voting in American elections. 55% say that it's likely that non-citizens vote in American elections. And a Pew Research Center survey found that 83% of Americans support mandatory photo ID for voting.
A Gallup poll of 2024 said about the same. Thousands of nurses at New York Presbyterian Hospital System are returning to work. They've approved a new contract. This is SRN News. A former U.S. ambassador at large for international religious freedom is issuing a warning. Testifying before a congressional committee this month, Sam Brownback said that China is leading a surge in persecution around the globe. He pointed to Beijing's sale of surveillance technology to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. According to Brownback, quote, there's an alliance of nations that sees religious freedom as the greatest internal threat to their dictatorial control. The community of faith has become a target of this dark alliance. The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Kirikian has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its mostly Muslim neighbor, Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. It's all English all the time for professional drivers.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Keith Peters, Washington.
Willie Colon, a key creator of Urban Salsa, has passed away. He was 75 years old. His family and manager confirmed his death in social media posts yesterday. Colon was a trombonist, composer, arranger, and singer. He recorded more than 40 albums that have sold tens of millions worldwide. He collaborated with a wide range of artists, including David Byrne and Celia Cruz. This is SRN News.